Being said, it's 10:33, April 5th, 2013. We will call to order the conference call for the Fish and Wildlife Commission of the State of Washington. I'd like to make one addition to our agenda this morning. That'll be a decision on adding three members to our ADA committee. And I think we'll start off with that so that we make sure we complete that process. And I will lead the discussion, and Commissioner Schmitten and Perry also join me in the interviews of these. The Fish and Wildlife Committee is appointed to interview these people and make recommendations to the full board. The full board will then take votes on adding new members to the ADA committee. The first candidates were for an at-large position. We had two candidates for that position, and I'll review the choice we made, and then I'll review the alternate candidate at the end. So at large, Kevin, we were very fortunate. Kevin Frankenberger applied. He is a very strong, capable person. He has a sight impairment. I think he is almost completely blind. He has a PhD in this area. He's been an avid Boy Scout leader and for Congress at one time. He's very committed to wanting to give back to the communities. He has been a local and regional speaker for ADA. He's also a trainer for going in and helping resolve issues relative to ADA handicap situations. Very impressive in the sense that he takes an approach to logically and reasonably take applications and solve problems for the disabled. He's has a history and an attitude of really trying to find common sense solutions for problems before he entertains significant expensive processes to replace or resolve issues. Extremely capable. I think we're going to be really fortunate to have him with us. And he's an at-large candidate. He will have one issue that we have to be aware of and cautious of, and that's travel. Because of his handicap and his wife is his partly blind and companion, and she too has his sight impairment, we will incur some additional expenses in getting them to and from meetings. But we've looked at that from our standpoint and from the budget standpoint for the ADA committee, thinking that his contributions will far outweigh the additional cost that we have. So we highly recommend Kevin Frankenberger as our...
I lost my call. The bad reception.
Did Brad Smith join us?
No, this is Conrad. I'm on my cell phone and I've got bad reception here, but you may lose me. Continue.
Okay. I forgot to read who's in attendance this morning. Maybe I better stop after Kevin's review and put that on for the record. That Commissioner Wecker, Duvia, Carpenter, Jennings, Koenig, Mankin, Perry, and Schmitten in attendance, as well as Deputy Director Joe Storr, Chief Bruce Bjork, and Ann Larson are joining us from staff. Is there anybody else that I missed?
Mr. Vice Chair, I also have Dave Ware with me.
Dave Ware. Thanks, Dave, for being here. Sorry about that. But and our second position was for Region 2, and we had two candidates for Region 2, and we selected Brett Hemerson from, and Brett is from Moses Lake. He's disabled leg problems. He's been very active volunteering. He has been in the process of becoming a hunter ed instructor. He has developed and conducted safety courses and classes for the handicapped in the past, and he wants to stay involved and give back to the handicap segment as much as he can. He has set up learning programs on how the disabled can participate in outdoors. He's been very committed and actually has proven to be somebody who's an active volunteer and knowledgeable and can help us in the ADA area. So that's Brett Emerson from Region 2. Our third recommendation is Ricky Erickson from Region 5. Ricky is from Vancouver, Washington. He's a disabled American vet. He has significant back injuries and has difficulty in walking and moving, but is plenty capable of being outdoors. Interesting, he's the director of Pacific Northwest Outdoor Ventures. He has his own web station and his own company, and his goal is to make outdoors adventures possible and available. He's set up a 501(c) company to enable him to assist those people, and is very active in developing programs and communicating to the disabled. He has already worked in Region 5 building blinds that for the hunters, and has upgraded access to some of the handicap areas for the disabled. He wants to make outdoors available and fully functional for the ADA. So he too comes with us with some great experiences and some great capabilities to add to our knowledge and how we can better assist the ADA people. The two other candidates we had were also people that were acceptable quality characters and advantage to us maybe in the future. And that's the first one is Howard Hicks. Howard Hicks is from Region at one of the at-large candidates. He's from Spanaway, Washington. He too has disabled enough in his legs. He has participated in all the outdoor activities throughout his years. He served on boards and committees for 11 years. Volunteered for blind building and handicap access development. And he too wants to give back to the community and is improving the outdoor access and opportunities for the disabled. A very strong candidate. But we think Kevin Frankenberger was at us even more, offered more opportunities for us. The other candidate we had was William Howell, who is from Moses Lake, and he was applying for Region 2, and he's a quadrupedic. He's worked with people to improve shooting skills and improve disability access. Eager to figure out how we can develop better access for the wheelchair and bound people. Wants to contribute and pay back to the state that's helped him so much with his disability. Again, a good candidate for us to keep, and I think we'll continue to have him help us in this area. But we think that in Region 2, Brent Emerson is a stronger candidate. Now I'll ask Commissioner Perry if he would like to make any comments, and followed up with Commissioner Smitten.
Excuse me, Commissioner Smith's on the line.
Good morning.
There's some phone difficulty for me to switch to a cell phone, so I just wanted to let you know I'm here.
Very good. We're just going through the process and reviewing the candidates we had for adding three people to our ADA committee.
Okay.
And we just went through those, and Commissioner Perry and Smitten will contribute their interview process.
Thank you. And if you could let Tammy back, I'm online if she doesn't hear this.
I gotcha.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Commissioner Perry.
Thank you. I just want to say that I thought all five candidates were great folks and would definitely contribute to the ADA Advisory Committee, and we're recommending three of those five that we thought were the very best candidates. I thought the Commissioner Duvier did an excellent job of reviewing that. I would add just a few things. Ricky Erickson, the candidate for the at-large position, actually has a company that focuses on on disabled folks and how to get them into the outdoors, taking them into outdoor adventures and experiences, and just seemed extremely enthusiastic. And he's already done a huge amount for disabled folks, and I think would be a real asset to the committee. Brett Emerson from we're recommending from Region 2 was also extremely enthusiastic and was really dedicated to helping disabled folks take advantage of both fish and wildlife and outdoor experiences. And again, we thought he would be the very best candidate. Kevin Frankieberger was just an amazing person. As Gary pointed out, he has a PhD and has been extremely active over the years, including being in administration at an all-black college, the first non-black person to be an administrator at that particular college. He's been a college instructor and has just done all kinds of things for disabled folks. He apparently has been a low sight individual for a long time and has virtually lost his vision now, but still wants to continue. He has extremely good leadership ability, a very good speaker, and I think would, again, be a really good candidate for the ADA committee. With that, I'll turn it over to anything Commissioner Smitten might want to add.
Mr. Vice Chairman and Commissioners, first, Gary did a tremendous job in summarizing our five candidates and our three selections. This is an extraordinarily good group. The three of us have done these interviews now for three, perhaps even 4 years, and in my view, these are the best candidates that we've had for the ADA committee. It's always a pleasure to get to know them. Most of what could be said has been said. Let me just highlight a couple things that I haven't heard. Frankie Berger also is on the Game Management Advisory Council, very knowledgeable of ADA law, goes around the country lecturing on this subject. You know, what an asset to add to our ADA committee. And also a very impressive person. First time in these 3 or 4 years that we've been doing this, we got a thank you note for the interview when it was over. Commissioner Duvier indicated that he does have a special need, and that is for travel. He needs help to get him there and would need to be there the night before. We weighed the benefits and the costs and feel that having someone of his character and capabilities much outweigh the cost. There'd be there are two meetings a year that would be outside the area or not convened to a phone conference. So we highly recommend his selection. Mr. Emerson.
Raleigh, excuse me. Where does he live? I'm sorry.
He lives in, I'm going to say Vancouver. Let me just get it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Shelton.
Okay.
So it's easy to make the Olympia meetings, but he lives in Shelton.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Emerson, again, this is a gentleman from Region 2 that we've recommended. He is currently in the Hunter Ed Instructors Program, soon to graduate. He's a recent disabled person, and he said that having hunted and fished all his life, he really brooded about the loss of that capability, and he got out of it by deciding that he wanted to contribute to others with a disability and to especially work on issues such as access. He's working in the Wounded Warriors Project, and just an excellent candidate. And the third was a person from Region 5, Mr. Erickson. You know, he established this and is the director of the Pacific Outdoors Adventures, which caters to the physically challenged. And they do an amazing array of things. They take them goose hunting. They also are involved in the Wounded Warriors Project. They restore blinds. They've taken quite a collegiate elk hunting. It's exactly the type of person with the type of experience that we should welcome. So the three of us unanimously agreed to these candidates and would recommend the three of them to all of the commissioners.
Thanks, gentlemen. I'll open it up now for questions from the full commission.
No question. Sounds like you did a very nice job reviewing a really nice qualified pool of candidates.
Thank you, Commissioner Jennings.
Mr. Vice Chair, would you need a motion?
Yes, we'd like to take a motion, and we'll probably need three motions.
Mr. Vice Chair?
Yes.
Before we listen to the motion language, I feel that it's important to add a little complexity here. I'm not suggesting that the recommendations aren't the right ones. They clearly are very good. But I wanted to clear up one thing in relation to the name of the committee. I believe the name of the committee we are naming these individuals to is the Committee for Disabled Hunters and Fishers, the Advisory Committee for Disabled Hunters and Fishers. In order to distinguish it from the WDFW ADA Advisory Committee, which is a separate entity. And I think we're going to hear more about the complexity of this whole arena of serving the disabled in complying with the ADA, when we hear the presentation by Dolores next Saturday. So just to be clear about who we're appointing and to what committee we're appointing them, this is the Advisory Committee for Disabled Hunters and Fishers that was created by the legislature and reports to the commission rather than the ADA committee.
Thank you, Commissioner Wecker. I was confused on that. The information we all got was ADA committee interviews. I think that led us a little confusing. So we'll need to put that in our motion. Commissioner Schmitten, did you get the correct name of the Advisory Committee for the Disabled Hunters and Fishers?
Yeah, Mr. Meister, I did.
Okay. And then if you can make a motion, we'll proceed.
Mr. Vice Chair, I intend to move all three of them and would make the following motion that we approve the following individuals to the Advisory Committee for the Disabled for Hunters and Fishers: Mr. Ricky Erickson from Region 5, Mr. Kevin Frankieberger for the at-large position, Mr. Brett Emerson for Region 2, and that is my motion.
I would second that motion.
A second from Commissioner Perry. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, say nay. Motion passed. Thanks, gentlemen.